This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to live here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, there's all kinds of stuff going on up there. Smarter people than I. We have a live Facebook thing going on. All kinds of stuff happening out there. I wanted to take a minute, or two, or three, or four, or five, to talk about what happened a year ago at the Pulse nightclub. Now, I don't know who decided it was okay to politicize this, okay? But 49 people lost their lives, were, for all intents and purposes, massacred. For no reason. Simply because they were gay or lesbian or, you know, part of the LGBTQ community. Now, whether you agree with that or not, whether you agree with the LGBTQ community or not, we're the ones that are always spewing that we believe in allowing equality, allowing people to live their lives, allowing people to live, you know, live out their lives. Conservatives do on a regular basis. And would never, I would never, and I know a lot of my conservative friends would never suggest that physical violence be done. It's really that simple. But what I think is funny is, well, first let's talk about what happened. And then I'll go to what some whacked group did. So 49 people died in that Pulse nightclub in Orlando, and there was a vigil there, I guess, over the weekend, and the people went out to pay tribute, pay honor, give their prayers. Now, the massacre was last June. It was in Orlando, as I said, and, you know, many that were in and around the area still have nightmares about it, and I don't blame them. Now, the somebody had turned on the owner had turned on the building's outside lights so they could have their vigil a couple days ago. There were hues of pink and purple splashed across the bar's black exterior. Blue-green spotlights illuminated the palm trees. The club's logo, a large P, was projected on the wall. And it had been a year since the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history stole 49 lives from the gay from America. And the writer says gay community. I'll say from America. Now, overnight, those directly touched by the June 12, 2016 tragedy, survivors and family of victims, gathered in the parking lot outside the club for a private memorial service. Now, they weren't allowed inside the building, which has been boarded up for months. But just near the place was emotional enough for most who had lost loved ones there, which I can imagine no different than the Twin Towers, if you would. When you lose somebody like that, that fast in that kind of situation, it's tough. Now, only a couple hundred people were allowed into the private service. They huddled in close quarters inside the fence that was erected around the nightclub. And hundreds of mourners stood on the outside. Now, again, what I want to say is we don't condone conservatives, Christians shouldn't. If they do, I'd have to question what book they're reading. But we should pray for these people. You pray for their families. But what infuriates me, and I won't get deep into it because it is a terrible thing, is how some on the left are blaming people like me, people on the right. Right? Because I'm a conservative Christian. Right? And I don't believe in same-sex marriage. Then I'm a hater. I hate these people. And I'm happy that they died. Which could be the furthest thing from the truth. Because listen, a real Christian, some of you are probably too religious for it, but deal with it. Because a real Christian's total goal is for you to receive salvation, for you to get to know Jesus Christ like we do. Okay? Get to make him the Lord of your life. Get it so that he is directing and guiding your life. Yeah, we're not perfect. We screw up all the time. But we want other people there. We want other people to know Christ. So for you wishing somebody who is living a gay or lesbian lifestyle or an adulterous lifestyle or, you know, whatever one of those things are, if you really, if your first thought is, I hope they die, then I don't know what book you're reading. Because our book is all about repentance and coming back to God and living the life that God wants you to live, living the life that God wants you to have. That's what our book's about. I don't know what book they're reading. No different, and I know some of you are going to get nuts with me. Look, there are Sunday go-to-meeting Christians. They couldn't tell you what books were in the Bible, but they show up to church every Sunday because they feel good and it looks nice and all of that. I believe it's the same thing in the Muslim community. I believe it's the same thing in the Catholic community. I believe it's the same thing in the Jewish community. I mean, seriously. But we can't think that far outside the box. But anyhow, so it is the anniversary of this. Again, it was wrong. And I'm always beating on people to say, open your mouth. Right? We always talk about if the mainstream Islamic community would come out on a regular basis and denounce the violence, we would have a different attitude. I say the same thing to my Christian friends. You need to come out and denounce this violence, even if it isn't your group doing it. It's not the way to love people. When we come back, the thing that I'm confused about is Black Lives Matter activists decided it was all about them, not the 49 who died. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Hopefully, I think, our black man from Baltimore will join us after the break. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blends, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-RealJoe. Hey, I'm having electronic issues tonight. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, the time that you're, you know, listening, interacting, being involved. I like when you're involved. No, really. I do. You know, even if we're not on the same page, I like when you're involved. So, anyhow, I do, again, I am, today's hearings, I just loved it. I loved what Session had to say. I loved the fact that he came out swinging. He wasn't going to allow them to take advantage of him. He wasn't going to allow them to dictate or decide what the conversation was going to be about. And that's the way it should be. We don't let them decide for, change the meanings of words. Don't ever let them do that. Seriously. Again, 855. You got something to say about today's hearings? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Apparently, we were liked by Americans Against the Republican Party. That's always exciting. apparently, we poked them in the eye, but I'm good with that. Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. Anyhow, all right, back to our, it's not a tribute. It's just, we're talking about the 49 people who lost their lives a year ago at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. And useless. It's a useless. And it was, I know, I'm not trying to make it sound, it's going to come out wrong, but it was a useless loss of life. They were killed in the name of Allah. They were killed because they were apparently it's wrong to say homosexual anymore or gay or lesbian. I don't even know what the term is, but you know what I mean. And what a reason to kill, huh? And I'm going to keep throwing it out there because I'm so tired of hearing how Christians are haters. We may not agree with you, but we're not going to hurt you over it. We're not going to cause physical violence or even suggest that people hurt you over it. We don't do that. And for those of you who have actually called me out on Facebook for being a hater because I don't agree with the LGBTQ community, and it's because of guys like me, no, actually, it's because of the guys with the guns, okay? The guys who scream Allah Akbar and shoot you and kill you and behead you and throw you off of buildings. It's that simple. It's wrong. It's the wrong thing to do. And for you to switch blame to Christians or conservatives or Republicans, it just shows that you're barely working with a single-digit IQ. And then on top of that, because you're so politically correct, Black Lives Matter activists actually hijacked the Orlando vigil, using the microphone opportunity to beat up the white attendees who were mourning the terrorist attack that took place. What, only black people allowed to mourn? Only black people or were we supposed to mourn the black people first and then the 49 that were killed? One person said, I was really nervous to get up there because there's a lot of white people in the crowd, said the BLM activist. While the audience members nervously laughed, it wasn't a joke, she added. Why would you nervously laugh? Why don't you turn the tables on them? Why don't you turn around and say, look, I appreciate what you do up here. This is not the place. Get out of here. You don't belong here. You want to come down here and you want to mourn along with us with the 49 blacks and whites and Asians that were killed? You see how you conservatives, us-ins, we-ins, whatever, we've allowed this to get out of hand. We've allowed this to go over the top and pick up speed on the other side down. She goes on to say, I wish this many people came out to our racial demonstration and our Black Lives Matter movement. Sure, maybe what should happen. Listen, you people in the LGBTQ community, here's what you should do. Go to the BLM events, okay, and tell them you want them to mourn for your loss. How's that? Ask them to take a stand on your issues. The woman goes on to say, I don't want to stand up here and be angry because this isn't for me. This is for you. Now check this out. It's for the people that we lost and the people that we lose tomorrow and the people that were lost yesterday. But I thought I'd take a moment to list some of the facts that many of you probably don't know because you're white. That's a good way to win over your audience, right? Tell them how stupid they are. Pull them over to your side by telling them how stupid you are. God. The activist who would later be described as a protester then went on to complain about racial tensions in America and belittle the audience that was grieving for the loss of nearly 50 lives. As much as it's awesome that so many people are here today, it's like, who are you really here for? She continued. Now she's trying to play some psychological game on them. And again, I'd love to know where her IQ stands. One audience member replied that they were there for everybody before a large round of applause. Before another shouted, we are here to be united or uniting, not dividing, which is what you are doing now. That's what they screamed at the protester. Good for them. Good for them. One lady said, they're segregating us. I apologize. One gay attendee said that they were segregating us in an interview with the College Fix right there on stage. They're segregating us. They're making this a racial issue. It's not a racial issue. No kidding. There were black gays that were killed there that day. There were black lesbians there that were killed that day. How is this a racial issue? Because you let them do it. The writer goes on to say, I expected the community to come together, everyone, and I got someone on stage trying to make it all about her culture and divide the rest of us. That's not what this is about. Then take the mic away from her. I know people that would go to the club on a regular basis. This issue is why does this have to be turned into a Latino versus Caucasian, a black versus Latino, a black versus white, argued one person. We need to heal. We're all hurt. But I'm tired of our community, and when I say community, not only the LGBTQ community here, but also our community in Colombia, our community in Missouri. And everything has to be divided into color, into race. We're not a unified community. And you know why? It's not because we're not a unified community. It's because you divide us when you get up there. And you make everything about one issue. And then what? Some of the major colleges in the country had segregated graduations? How in God's green, wonderful earth does that make sense? Come on, think about it. I mean, how do you make sense? Look, for them to get up there and do this, all right, the BLM has their cause. This was not your cause. All you did at this point was hurt yourself. There was nothing about this that gave you any credibility whatsoever. Sorry. Deal with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I continue on, you know, the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, I have him on the show from time to time, and I think on a weekly basis, about every 10 days, they send out us an update, and I keep forgetting to play. I know, it's terrible, right? And I shouldn't say I forget to play it. I just get buried, and I forget to put it in the schedule, and you know, they're fighting for issues that you and I, or many listeners for the show, believe in and want fought for. And recently, there was a court case run, or SCOTUS has agreed with, you know, some religious nonprofits being able to do things. I don't know. It's not a separation of church and state thing. They've taken that way too far. Even though it doesn't even exist in the Constitution, but I'm just saying, they've taken it way too far. So let's hear what Brad has to say about this. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the Supreme Court unanimously sided with religious hospitals and other church-affiliated nonprofit organizations. You see, the High Court's decision determined church-affiliated retirement programs are not governed by the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, and thus prevented imposing an oppressive government mandate on religious groups. This is encouraging news. To stay up to date on all things regarding religious freedom, sign up for our Legal Insider at pji.org. For Pacific Justice Institute, I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
You know, and again, the attack on religious liberties in this country, they're not going to just go away overnight, people. You got the freedom from religion freaks that are, you know, screaming every time you see something that almost resembles a cross. I mean, heck, I'm surprised you're not fighting us to take down every telephone pole in the country. You know? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, if you've got something to say, 855-732-5563. Get back to the story. Now, look, I'll finish up on this, but you know, this is a perfect example. Not everything. This is 49 people were massacred in the name of religion. Not mine. In the name of a religion, and Black Lives Matter decides it's all about them. Can't let them have their day. It's all about them. And it's not just here. It's with other things as well. And to scream and shout that the reason you don't get it is because you're white? Seriously. So empathy can only happen from color to color. Is that what you're saying? So the again, a lot of the gay and lesbian attendants were fine with the Black Lives Matter group being there, but they weren't fine with the Black Lives Matter group trying to take the thunder of the day, to try to make it their issue, to try to make it about, you know, blacks being killed across the country. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about how often, how much we should push, talk about beat up these kind of Black Lives Matter situations. Because we've proven over and over and over again that the violence between police and blacks are not as high as it is. Listen, not one life should be snuffed out in some of the ridiculous ways they are. It's just not right. I get it. Every single life, no matter what color, size, lifestyle, whatever, 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 not one of those lives is worth any less than another. But in the same token, you getting up there and taking time away from these people that are mourning and having vigils, not for you to say, not for you to do. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Check out that story and so many more. I got a bunch of stuff that I want to try to get through tonight. I don't know if I'm going to, but I'm going to try like heck. Seems that Loretta Lynch, when she was cranking away there, many on the inside are hinting that she made the FBI an arm of the Clinton campaign. Now, what again, selective recall, selective outrage, whatever you want to call it, I don't really care. But the Dems aren't about equality. They're totally about control. Now, the former Attorney General under President George W. Bush said Friday that ex-Attorney General Loretta Lynch made the Department of Justice an arm of the Clinton campaign in her directives to then-FBI Director James Comey. Now, think about that, because she forced, poked at, told Comey that she wanted the investigation. She wanted to start changing or stop using the word investigation and substitute it with the word matter. During the testimony on Thursday, Senate Intelligence Committee, Comey said that Lynch ordered him to call the probe a matter. Ordered him. Made him sick. He thought it was wrong. He thought she was compromising herself. Did he do something to cause an independent investigation to be done? No. President Trump says, I hope. And he gets queasy, and he leaks information. Isn't that wonderful? And the writer goes on to say, what makes it more egregious, in fact, is that I think it's obvious that, in fact, that the Attorney General of the United States was adjusting the way the department talked about its business so that it's to coincide with the way the Clinton campaign talked about it. So they can say, look, even the Department of Justice says it's only a matter. They're only looking into it because it's a minor thing. But the bigger part of this is not whether she really did this for Clinton or how far they went with it, what have you, but the fact that the Department of Justice and the FBI have been politicized now. Really politicized. Not kind of, sort of, but really. The fact that now you know that your FBI director could be bought. If you would, can be pressured politically. Same thing with the Department of Justice. You know these games go on the inside. The Clintons had way too much power. Whether you like or not, whether you like Trump or not, and I've even talked to some Democrats lately who are like, yeah, he's making me nervous, but I would have hated to have her in there. Democrats, I would have hated to have her in there. And she still today can't tell you why she ran for president. She still today can't connect to people. The majority of people. Yeah, there's some people that connect with her. There's some kind of aura about her that they love. And I love how the Dems are so high and mighty now on telling the truth. Tell me for real. How often did Hillary Clinton tell the truth about about the Clinton Foundation, about the money that was supposed to go to Haiti, right? About the email server, about the fact that she never sent any, about the fact that she emailed Bill all the time, but Bill said he only sent two emails ever in his life. I don't even want to turn the thing on. Right? I mean, seriously, think about him. Those were all lies. Remember, she was ducking bullets? There's a vision for you. She was ducking bullets on the tarmac. Although, apparently, she overdosed on her own medication because she was the only one out of the 200 there that remembers ducking bullets. Nobody else does. Everybody else remembers, and the pictures back it up, that she was taking flowers from little young girls that were lined up along the carpet when she was walking from the airplane to the hangar. She wasn't ducking any bullets. Actually, she was bending over to get the flowers from the kids. I mean, this is, do you see the hypocrisy, the double standards? You can call them out on nothing because they won't admit to it. And not only will they won't even acknowledge it's there. You have pictures of President Obama bowing to a prince with his head lower than the prince's, and they'll say, no, he didn't. Didn't mean anything by it. It was just an act of respect. Well, they don't expect it from us. They don't. Anyhow. Many analysts agreed with that the collusion between the FBI and the Clinton campaign is troubling. True collusion really did happen. We've got proof that it happened. And what are we looking for? We're still calling collusion. You know, it's really funny. I was thinking today, I was driving and listening to some of the news reports. There's nothing. This whole thing was supposed to be about Russian collusion, and they're going off in five different directions. And it was all supposed to be Russian collusion. They can't find anything. Chris Matthews says, there's nothing there. It's falling apart. So what are we looking for now? And John McCain, would you please re-register and get it over with? Seriously, you're wasting everybody's time. And you have nobody fooled, my friend. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. Do not let anybody push you aside or make you feel bad about what you think or why you think. You need to be on it. You need to not be afraid to speak your mind. Not in hate. Don't let them tell you it's hate speech because you don't agree. But not in hate. Somebody just sent me another... Let's see if I should... Yeah, that's fine. Somebody just sent me another piece on the BLM and the Gay Pride, Gay Pride event. Apparently... I mean, in this situation, it's kind of like the left is eating their own here. The latest example came on Saturday when activists from a group called No Justice, No Pride, shouting, hey, hey, ho, ho. I know that. I love these chants. Can we come up with something a little more original? These racist cops have got to go. They blocked and stopped a gay pride parade in Washington, D.C. Now, some of these activists... who had been shouting Black Lives Matter, chained themselves together using cables and locks that could connect themselves across the route so that police could not remove them. Yeah, there's an easy way to remove them, but whatever. Well, these pictures are a hoot. The No Justice, No Pride group issued a press release in which they stated DC's queer and transgender community is no longer willing to accept that Pride is impossible without support from the deeply problematic corporate sponsors. The group slammed the Capital Pride Alliance, which organizes the annual parade, saying it has consistently demonstrated that it's more interested in accommodating the interests of the Metropolitan Police and of the corporate sponsors than it is in supporting the very communities it's supposed to represent. Now, the group demanded a Capital Pride bar corporate entities that inflict harm on historically marginalized LGBTQ2S people. That's the first time I've seen that one. From participating in Pride events, and created a petition urging Capital Pride to break ties with police, prisons, and pipelines. The parade was rerouted. No arrests were made. And according to the Washington Metropolitan Police Chief, everything went off without a hitch. He also said the Capital Pride always has and will continue to respect the wide range of diversity of people and viewpoints with the LGBTQ plus community. Now, following the disruption of the parade by protesters, we were able to divert the parade from its scheduled route, thus ensuring that as many people as possible could watch the parade in its entirety. We're troubled by reports that some of the onlookers... Lookers? What's a looker? Oh, looker! There you go. Some onlookers responded to the protests with verbal and physical harassment. We encourage a robust, civil, and healthy conversation within the community about issues and impacts. So, I mean, really, it's just got to get nasty all the time, right? We can't have a civil conversation. We had trouble by the reports that some onlookers responded to protesters with verbal and physical harassment. Isn't that wonderful? And you should be able to have maybe spirited or heated discussions, but not physical ones. He goes on to say the issues raised are important. Right, the entire community suffers when a part of it suffers. In these challenging times for the LGBTQ people, Capital Pride will continue to focus on how we can all move forward as a community striving for equal treatment and respect for all. But every group has their focus. Let's be honest about it, right? I mean, look, a gay pride group is not necessarily going to be focused on BLM, are they? And BLM is not necessarily going to be focused on the LGBTQ community. They have different goals. Yeah, equality for all. Right? Safety for all, but different ways of approaching it. Now, the Washington Post, who wrote the piece, noted that the parade featured community groups, drag queens, plenty of dogs, and nearly 200 floats. I don't know what the dogs have to do anything. The Post added, the disruption upset parade goers who yelled back to the protesters, shame, shame, I fought for 20 years for this and now you're going to ruin the parade? See, they're gonna turn on their own. Because this is the accepting group, right? This is the group that accepts everybody, that wants everybody to have equal time as long as mine's first. Think about it. Does the BLM people believe that theirs is first? This is why, if the Dems keep chasing these carrots, right, they chase every carrot that's put out in front of them, first it's BLM, then it's the LGBTQ groups, they just move to the different groups that, I don't, you know what? Because they think they're going to get the vote. They think they're going to make a change. They think you're too stupid to see through them. Right? God bless America. The San Diego State University defends its administrator, who called the GOP, loving people, aren't they, an extremist terrorist organization. That's right. San Diego University is now standing by an associate dean who drew national media attention after calling the Republican Party an extremist terrorist organization. Yes, because, you know, we run around lighting off bombs, you know, blowing up people, beheading people, raping and pillaging and all that other fun stuff. Oh, God. These guys have got... And where's the outrage? Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should call the Dems the same thing this guy called the Republicans and see what happens, right? Campus Reform first broke the news last week on Facebook. The post of Patrick McCarthy, SDSU's Associate Dean of Library and Information Access, He wrote a response to the Newsweek article, right-wing extremists are a bigger threat to America than ISIS. Wow. I just want to know how much, frankly, how much weed do you have to smoke to actually believe that? I'm just curious. Now, the university spokeswoman finally reported to the growing, finally responded to the growing controversy on Saturday night. The views and opinions expressed by faculty and staff on their personal accounts are protected by the First Amendment and don't necessarily reflect the views and positions of the university. However, I'd like to see it when they go grab some student comments as they have done in the past. Right? And they've called out students for things that they've printed in the past on social media. All of a sudden, that becomes their problem. The McCarthy did not respond to the Heatstreet's request for comment about what he said and what he posted. But in a statement at Campus Reform, the College Republicans president, Brandon Jones, seemed to echo a popular liberal criticism of controversial speakers, suggesting that the professors who say offensive things about a specific group may be inciting violence. That's what they say about the Ann Coulters of the world. Right? People like me, we incite violence because we don't agree and we say harsh things about the other groups. However, somehow, this was not a harsh statement. All too often, professors contribute to political motivated violence towards conservative students. You know, and again, if you're saying that by me saying if something is wrong and bad and I don't agree with it causes violence against the others, doesn't it work the same way from left to right? Speaking later to the Heat Seat publication, he added that such comments can contribute to an uncomfortable learning environment for non-liberals. Statements like this one made by McCarthy add to the already existing hostile environment for conservative students on college campuses. Liberal professors continue to preach their views as, you know what, and some of them not even aligned with the coursework. They have no business being spoken about in that class. But why? 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 You've got 30 kids in your room, or however many in that college class. They're captured. They have to listen to you. How does that make sense? How is that the right thing to do? You know, I talk to kids from time to time to go to college, and they say the same thing. All the time, the first 5 minutes of the conversation, they have got to put up with the professor talking about all this garbage that they don't want to hear. But they have to look and smile, because if they don't look and smile, they get F's to the class. They somehow get marked down. Right? I mean, seriously, how right is this? I know how real it is. I'm saying, how right is it? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, there's a lot, and I mean a lot, going on out there. I love this one, too. The another one of these feminist. Oh, maybe I should save this. What do you think? Because apparently there's a college professor that says when college treats men and women the same or equal, it's women who get hurt. This is the stuff that just blows my mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE if you don't agree. 855-732-5563 if you agree. You can also hop up on the website during the break. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can buy one of the shirts, which is the hashtag stand. I want you to stand for what you believe in. I want you to stand for freedom. I want you to stand for what's right to do. Seriously. Hey, at the top of the hour, you got to restart because of Facebook if you're on there. Otherwise, go get some coffee. Heat things up. Grab a half a sandwich. You won't have time for a full one, but some time for a half of one. And come on back. Really, truly. We'll be right back.